chapter 20. In this chapter, God gives us a time of the conquering of the coastal nations, even the nation of Egypt. The word Tartan is not a name, it's a title of the leader, the captain, I guess, whoever is leading the army of the Assyrian army that's coming down here, is what I want to say. In verse 1, in that year that Tartan came unto Ashdod, Ashdod was a Philistine city, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it. So the time is stated here. The time is the same as we have in 2 Kings 18:17. So you can establish a time. It says Sargon reigned 27 years between Shalmaneser and Sennacherib. And so that pretty well establishes the time when God's fulfillment of this, or at least a partial fulfillment of this, was done. Little known to the world, and this is the only place mentioned in the Bible about this. According to history, he was a mighty king that strengthened Assyria. And Ashdod means a great fortress, is the meaning of the word. And it was a stronghold for the whole Philistine kingdom. And this was a seat of worship for Dagon. Ashdod was a very religious city. Dagon was a god of the representing, and he represents all of religion, the activity of religion, I should say. Then in verse 2, and all the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and put off thy shoes from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefooted. Now, God used Isaiah here to establish a time in which he spoke to Egypt of what God's intention toward Egypt would be. The sackcloth shows sorrow and mourning, pain, weeping, and God would even bring Egypt to this condition, or maybe even lower than this. They would be stripped of everything. So Isaiah here, in doing so, was acting out what God was going to do to Egypt. The word naked here doesn't mean completely nude. They had underwear on. It was a place that God would bring them to, a place of humiliation, is a thought that we have in this prophecy. And this is where Egypt and Ethiopia would be brought. And it came to pass, as God said, notice verse 4, that God would bring the world to the place of no escape, and there was no way out except Jesus. And God brings us to this place. Read in verse 4, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian prisoners and the Ethiopian at captivity, young and old, naked and barefooted, just like Isaiah, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And they shall be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia, their expectation, and Egypt, their glory. There's something here that they have really to be ashamed of. Egypt and his glory will be nothing. Be brought down to nothing. In verse 4, this was a common for the conquering nations to do that. One of the things that they liked to do was to disgrace the nation that they had conquered and show all the other nations their power. But this is also a type of God's judgment against idolatry. And we read over in the book of Micah. You have it, we'll read it. 1 verse 7 and 8. I think what we can see there is the mockery that they have against the Lord, that they offer up what they shouldn't be offering up to him. But then, getting back to our lesson in verse 5, and they shall be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia, their expectation, and Egypt, their glory. So nations, seeing their shame, then they're going to be afraid, because their expectation was in the strength of Egypt. And when Egypt failed them, then they didn't have any expectation. And saints, this is why God allows people to fail, is so that you don't put your trust in their strength. If you trust me for something, then God without doubt is going to have me fail, at least in your eyesight. And so that you'll trust the Lord and not people. God doesn't want us looking at the people, and he doesn't want looking at Egypt or the world or anything. In verse 6, we have the word isles here. And inhabitants of this isle shall stay, I'll say in that day, behold, such is our expectation, whether we flee for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria, how shall we escape? The word isle actually should read coastal places or coastal cities. It stands for the Mediterranean Sea coast along there. And when Tartan came down through there, he just took these coasts, he went right down the coast and began to take all those cities. And of course, it wasn't anything that Egypt could do but to submit. And so God is going to have his purpose and his way in all of these things. And there is no escape when he begins to put out his power and his authority upon the people.